I think of objects as often being imbued with a certain magic or vibrational energy. If you were to visit my house, you'd notice things that I've collected and put on display, like the little yarn lion that my grandmother crocheted for me as a child, which sits on my ancestor altar, or the colorful origami cranes that brighten up the corners of my home. My mother folded 500 of those for my wedding day. These objects, their origin stories, and my relationship to them reveal tender truths that help me to live in a more wakeful, interconnected way. I'm Xinyi Pai, and I created this podcast, 10,000 Things, to explore modern artifacts of Asian American life and experience. The objects we carry, carry our stories. For Jenny, it was a cage that allowed her to triumph until it didn't.
When you're in a cage fight, it's like if you land on the mat, you feel the whole cage shake.
We meet Liana, whose top lip helped her make her own way.
The band teacher looked at me and they looked at my face and they said, well, your face is wrong. Your lips are the wrong shape.
For Janet, a settlement from the Philadelphia Police Department ended an ordeal that estranged her from her community.
What's hard about the Asian community is that they were there to support me during that moment, but they were not there to support me after that moment.
We hear how a Tatung cooker gave Tiffany the familial care she needed.
It was kind of life-saving to have those experiences, especially when you're growing up hungry.
And we spend some time in Seattle's Chinatown International District, where a loquat tree, ube cheesecake, and a historic building shape a changing neighborhood.
My mom said to my dad, build me a house in Chinatown. And that's where it all started.
Tune in to 10,000 Things from KUOW and the NPR Network, a podcast about modern-day artifacts of Asian American life and the stories they reveal. New episodes start April 30th, available wherever you listen to podcasts.